With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Mackenzie, and my ideal date would be to take a long walk with wine or whiskey or whatever you prefer. Could be water, it doesn't matter. And go maybe to like National Mall or even somewhere right here in Arlington, just anywhere we can be outside with nature and just exploring this beautiful place that we live and getting to know each other, our likes and dislikes, and being able to do that outside and spontaneous. And I think that would be my ideal date. So that's what I got.
Hey everybody, Sunny in the City here. So I think my perfect date would be obviously anything with really good food. I love, love, love food. And then I'm obsessed with sunset, sunrises, moon, the stars. So as long as there's a really beautiful view, preferably at sunset, I'm okay with that. And that would probably be my perfect date. So there you have it. AWOD, happy Valentine's Day.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Thanks to Mackenzie and Sunny from the city of WPGC's morning show, Joe Claire's morning show. So we are here on Valentine's Day night up until 10 p.m. You can tweet me at the one sports nerd, and I'm asking for your dating advice right now. I need help. I'm 27 years old. I'm half broke. My car is half working. My style is terrible. My breath don't get me started. My haircut's okay every time I get it cut, which is once every 3 months. And I don't know what the hell I'm doing with my beard. But anyway, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And I want to hear your dating advice because I can't tell if this is humiliating or entertaining. Either way, I'm an open book, and I'm trying to talk to the people here. It's Valentine's Day. If you don't have a date like me, call in. If you have a date, and you just need to tell her, hey, baby, I got to talk to AWOD for a minute, call in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to hear from you. And I'm going to throw a theory out there, or maybe it's a hypothesis, or maybe it's just a simple idea I have. I want February 15th, from now on and until the day I die, February 15th to be Man Day. Man Day, February 15th. Listen, we all know Valentine's Day is for the women. It's for the chicks. It's for the girls. We may not be getting the wife what she wants every single time, but on Man Day, she has to let him do whatever he wants all day long. You like the sound of that? February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. It's to make that special person in your life feel special. But you know what? Valentine's Day is all for the girl. It's not for the guy in the relationship. No guy is ever saying, babe, can we go blow $200 on a steak dinner to celebrate our love because it's Valentine's Day? That's not happening. No guy is saying, hey, babe, I can't watch the Celebrity All-Star game with my boys because I'm prioritizing our love. Guys, just aren't saying that. That's not coming out of our mouths. So my suggestion is to officially make February 15th Man Day. Man Day begins February 15th, 2020. And you ask, what is Man Day? I would say the most similar holiday that it resembles is Father's Day. This is a day where men can tell their ladies to leave them the crap alone. This is the day for the boys. And guess what? This year, it actually falls on a Saturday. Saturday are for the boys, for the bros. Man Day is a holiday to celebrate all the guys who go the extra mile for their girlfriend to make sure they're happy. Man Day is for all the bros to get together, have a kegger, rage and not being worrying about who's going home with who. Why? Because February 15th, 2020 is Man Day. Ladies out there, if you're listening to this, I'm just asking you simply to show your man some support. How can you do that on Man Day tomorrow, February 15th, 2020? Get him a six-pack of beers and leave the house. Go get a mani-pedi. Do whatever the heck you want. Leave my man alone with a six-pack. And gentlemen, if you're going to be left alone in the house, what should you do? Whatever the hell you want all day. If that's crushing a case and playing NBA 2K, so be it. If that's inviting the bros over and playing pickup hoops all day, so be it. If that's just you being a dude by yourself, catching up on sleep, watching TV and Netflix, and staying in bed, not getting dressed the entire day, so be it. February 15th, I'm declaring from now on, is Man Day. And a man can do whatever a man wants on Man Day. You heard it here from Adam Epstein on The Fan. How are you reacting to Man Day right now? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to hear from you. Did I just blow your mind? Because Valentine's Day now, you can go all out. You can spend the boxes of chocolates and the $200 steak dinner and the teddy bear and the roses and get your girl all psyched because you know the next day is Man Day. Man Day, February 15th. Darius, I got to hear what you think there because we didn't talk about this in our prep. We did not, I did not prepare you for Man Day. I'm coming at you live.
Yeah, you just threw this one out there. We definitely didn't go over Man Day. I'm here for it because you're right. Primarily, Valentine's Day is not for us.
Right, like no guys ever said, babe. Like I wanna hop in a hot tub with you filled with roses.
but it's you know, on Valentine's Day it's our job to provide, you know, all of the, you know, bells and whistles for what you would normally do on a date night scene like this. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense for the day after to kind of be our time to wind down,
right,
and recover from the money spent.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you're just listening, if you're just tuning in, 1-800-636-1067. I'm talking Man Day, the day after Valentine's Day. The closest thing I can compare it to is Father's Day. Leave the guys alone. You just had the entire day getting everything you wanted. You wanted flowers, you got it. You wanted a fancy dinner, you got it. You wanted to go home, get in your fancy, your pajamas and relax, you got it. And eat your tub of ice cream, you got it. Let us have Man Day. That's what I'm saying here. Let's go to Ali in Woodbridge. You're on The Fan with Adam Epstein.
I voted yes. You gave me suggestion of driving. I'm saying yes and yes and one day yes. Until you said nothing, staying home, not changing your clothes. I said,
Ali, I got to put you on hold there. I got this man excited. That's the kind of calls I want. But you gotta relax for a second. Talk to Darius, my producer here is gonna put you on hold. That's the kind of reaction I want to Man Day, like Ali and Woodbridge. But you can't be screaming so much that we can't hear you. But yes, Man Day, February 15th, from now on until the end of time. Let Valentine's Day be for the chicks. We all knew it was for the chicks, but we've been hiding it. You know, we've been saying, oh, you know, it's for everyone. It's Valentine's Day. It's for lovers. No. Valentine's Day is for the girls, so let's have Man Day next. Let's go back to Ali in Woodbridge. You're on The Fan.
Yes. It was very exciting. You know, I was jumping off the roof. I thought it was for real. It happened. I'm like, are we, you know, got to legalize this thing because we need our date.
Right.
I got kids, wife. I've been a good husband for 14 years. All what I want, you know, once a year, just watch some football, some Netflix, go out, fishing, hunting, watching a movie, nothing. Not even taking care of anything.
Yep. I appreciate your call, yet. Ollie. And I think the part that people are most interested in about Man Day is the ability to just stay in bed all day. Just tell your girl, it's Man Day. Leave me the heck alone. And she has to back off because she has to respect the holiday. You know, do I need to call up the State Department? 1-800-636-1067. If you work for the State Department, can we make this thing legal? February 15th, Man Day. Let's go to Nick in Ohio. You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, A1?
Hey, what's up, Nick? Thanks for calling.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say my mom would probably rip you through the radio right now. she's a tough son of a gun. And to be honest with you, the past 3 months, every Saturday and Sunday has been Man Day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Football and everything. So I just wanted to leave it at that. I enjoy your show, and I enjoy your personality, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate your call there. 1-800-636 is the number. I'm on until 10 p.m. on the Fan. Do you want to respond to Man Day? Do you want to tell me about your Valentine's Day ideas? Or do you just want to get on the line because you got an entire audience of millions out there and they're listening to this dumb idiot AWOD talk about how he can't get a date and you're going to tell me how? You want to tell me how? Call up right now. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I'm Adam Epstein, at the One Sports Nerd on Twitter. You can use the hashtag tweet me with the hashtag tell date stories. I'm on till 10 p.m. Don't go anywhere.
Hey. Okay, so I think you're looking for my ideal Valentine's Day. Real talk. As low-key as humanly possible. Like, at home, cozy, slippers, pajamas, frozen pizza sounds really good. I don't know, I'm not super frilly, so, yeah, that would be my ideal Valentine's Day. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day to you, AWOD.
Happy Valentine's Day, 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 AWOD.
My ideal Valentine's Day date would be, it's Friday night. We catch a flight to Vegas, first class. We like drink champagne the whole way there. Maybe
this girl's
like
bougie.
Nap so that we're energized. We get to Vegas. We're already ready to go. We don't have to get ready or waste any time. We hit the clubs. We're dancing all night. Me and my Valentine. We get in bottle service. People are like pouring champagne into our mouth, and we're having a good time. We leave the club. My date does a little gambling and wins all of the money. We go back to our hotel, which we hadn't checked into yet because we didn't bring anything with us. We're already ready. And then there's like just more champagne there. There's a lot of champagne. We order room service. We get pizza. We get French fries. We get chicken nuggets.
Yes.
We eat all of that. And we watch a rom-com. And we go to bed. Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
That's right. I'm Adam Epstein here on The Fan, and I wanted to reach out to all the females in the DMV. You know, as they say in radio, touch the people here. So I solicited on social media to all the females in the DMV to tweet me or Instagram DM me a video selfie of them explaining their perfect date and end with a nice happy Valentine's Day, AWOD. And I've got 15 or 20 of them. I played a nice little montage there at 7. If you missed that, I'll probably replay that at 9 because it's hilarious. It's must-listen audio. I had a caller call in and say it should be up for an Oscar. I didn't say that myself. No, that was from a caller. And not a planted caller. No, some dude I'd never heard of before, and he's never heard of me before. It was legit. But I'm Adam Epstein here on The Fan, and I just invented a holiday of Man Day. What is Man Day? It's the day after Valentine's Day, and it's dedicated to the men who have all the hard work that they put in the entire year pleasing their girlfriend. They should get a day to be alone by themselves or be with the boys. But right now, I want to talk about Guy Crush, Girl Crush. It's a segment I always try to do on my show, but this is a Valentine's Day theme, Guy Crush, Girl Crush. And I'm going to go Hollywood edition here. I'm crushing on, Darius, you know who I'm crushing on? You know what? I'm going to go out and say it's a lock that you're crushing on him too. Childish Gambino.
Childish? I'm going to have to hear you out on this one.
But you're not crushing on him. All right. Child,
he's cool or whatever.
He's cool or whatever. Nah, I wanna go out on a date with this guy. I wanna have nachos and split the cheese with Childish Gambino. I'll tell you why. Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, aka Troy Barnes on Community, the best comedy of the last 10 years. I can't get enough of him. Childish Gambino, the nickname. If you're a fan, then you like me, you go way back to Mystery Team, a small budget movie he did before he got famous. I've now gone through the first season of Atlanta. I need to catch up because it's a fantastic show. He was also Lando Calrissian, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, in the Solo Star Wars movie. He's by far the best part of that movie, and his relationship with a robot that basically is way more interesting than anything Han Solo did that entire movie. He produced and starred in This Is America song and music video that went completely viral in 2018, probably the most talked about video of the year, as well as now he's played Simba in the live-action remake of The Lion King. Donald Glover has hit A-list status in the last year or two, and I'm on board with it. Don't forget the little people when you enjoy your small role in Community. And now you're on the big screen for everything now. It seems like every role goes to Childish Gambino. And Darius, did that convince you right there that now you are like, man, it would be kind of nice to play Madden all night with my guy Childish Gambino?
I mean, I can definitely have a chill night playing video games.
Thank you. Gambino. Thank you. You're getting sized over there. My girl crush for this week, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Miley Cyrus. Hannah Montana. Miley Cyrus, you're my girl crush. It's pretty much in rotation here for guy crush, girl crush, between Jessica Alba, Margot Robbie, and Miley Cyrus. And I'm not going to lie, I was a huge Hannah Montana fan. My sister and I watched Disney Channel together all the time. It was the only time we hung out. That and at the dinner table where we'd stare each other while we eat French fries and start arguments. But we were always happy when we were watching Hannah Montana together. So, when we stumbled onto Hannah Montana, it became our favorite show real quick. Why? Because Miley has all her ups and downs in the spotlight, but she's always stayed true to herself. She's a party girl. Hence the song, Party in the USA. All right? So, my question to you is, are you a fan of Miley Cyrus? Because last week, Miley surprised everyone showing up on the runway for the New York City Fashion Week. That was crazy. Miley has countless hit songs, but my favorite is the one she's featured in with Wiz Khalifa and Juicy J. That's J's on my feet. Tatted up mini skirt, J's on my feet. That's Miley Cyrus there. And that was Guy Crush, Girl Crush. Now, if you're also listening right now and you're like, damn, I need some Valentine's Day food ideas. Well, I got you covered here, Dude Food Valentine's Day edition. If I had a Valentine's Day tonight, it'd be pretty sour because I'm getting home at 10. I'd be like, damn, girl, you're eating a late dinner. That's what's happening. But here's what I would do. I would prepare a home-cooked meal. I'd have to go with my famous steak con jueve. Yes, I marinate the steak for 5 to 6 hours in salt, pepper, paprika, and garlic. Then I like to cook it on the stovetop where I've smeared so much butter and a little bit of garlic on that stovetop that as soon as it hit there, it's searing that steak. And then I'm going to put it in the oven to cook it for another 8 to 10 minutes and get that nice and cooked flavor on the inside as well as the outside. I serve this with a nice fried egg. Over easy, I like to let the yolk, that word sounds weird, yolk. Is that even, that's got to be the right word, right?
Yeah, that's the right word.
And why is yolk the weirdest word I've ever heard?
You kind of don't have to say the L is as hard.
Yolk.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I like saying, I'm yolked, bro. But anyway, that's how I serve my steak con jueve with a nice fried egg over easy. And you know you're going to need a side with that, some broccoli. And the only way to cook broccoli that I know is to steam it in the microwave. Because, hello, it's broccoli, and it's only going to get better with a lot and a lot of butter. Now, here's what takes my meal over the edge. I serve it with Texas toast. That's the secret right there. A good piece of bread with any meal automatically jumps it up 2 points. This meal is a 9 out of 10. No question, make it for your girl on Valentine's Day, and you will have her taste buds jumping. She will be mouth watering, salivating. These words are too big for me. That's how your girl will feel. I'm Adam Epstein here until 10 p.m. on The Fan. I got more advice for you. Because you look, you dished out the advice. I was told to take a chill pill, calm down. I need like oil, like cologne oil to get girls apparently. Now it's my turn to give the advice back out to you. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Don't change that dial. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein with you on a Valentine's Day evening and into a night here. I'll be on until 10 p.m. Yes, we're live and local. And what are we talking about? We're talking about all things dating and Valentine's Day. Virginia is for lovers for a reason. And I'll tell you this, 106.7 The Fan is not for losers. Look, I'm not happy that I'm here hosting on Valentine's Day, but that's what happens when you throw out 100 will you go out with me's and get zero yeses in return. But that's all right. I'm here to improve and take your advice. 1-800-636-1067. I just mentioned my Hollywood guy crush and girl crush of Childish Gambino and my love for Miley Cyrus. Rhonda wants to chime in on that. Let's go to Rhonda in Bristow.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Rhonda. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. So I'm sitting in my driveway because I want to just say my piece with my to-go from McDonald's because I don't have a date.
You're like
and
me.
And I think I'm a pretty decent person. But I actually called in to talk about Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana. Loved Hannah Montana. I mean, I don't know how long we've been off the air, but I loved watching her show and actually got to see Miley Cyrus live at the Verizon Center or whatever it was, the phone box or
yeah,
whatever
how are,
it was.
How are her concerts, Rhonda?
Oh, it was awesome. She was awesome. She was awesome. And, you know, I think, you know, there's been things that have been said about her and you know, she's done some controversial things, but hey, she's surviving, and I'm sitting in my driveway with a McDonald's bag in my car, and you know what? I'm going to survive, too.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is with Miley is that she gets a lot of bad rep, but the thing is she's been a child star. You know, she's grown up right in front of her eyes, and every single time she's made a mistake, it's been mainstream. I wouldn't want that life, but maybe I would. She's a rich-ass millionaire. But I do love her.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. But I love her. I mean, that her dad's song, you know, whatever that song was, that was like so popular, was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? But you know what? I mean, I think she's very, very talented. Has she made all the great choices in the world? No. Have any of us? No. But I think she's very talented, and I wish her the best. And I'm sure she has a date tonight, and I don't. But I'm going to enjoy my McDonald's quarter pounder.
Rhonda, I'm going to actually make your night even better. Because when you go inside, you're going to throw on Netflix and watch No Strings Attached. It's two heartthrobs. Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman in this. And look, it's all about they don't want you. Oh, I love you. I need you. I don't need you. It's a rom-com about hooking up without taking dating seriously, and it'll have you falling off your chair laughing. You'll be like, oh, damn, I got to go back to McDonald's because I want more McDonald's to go with this movie.
All right, Netflix, what's the name of it again?
It's called No Strings Attached.
No Strings Attached. All right, well, I'll take you up on that because I got plenty of time tonight.
Rhonda, thank you so much for your call, and thanks for listening. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to James in Springfield. You're on the Fan.
What's up, Adam?
What's up,
Happy
James?
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. What are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm actually treating myself right to I'm at the gym getting a workout.
Okay.
And then unlike the last caller, instead of McDonald's, I think I have to go get some Chipotle, man.
Yeah, man.
Right.
There's nothing like that. So, James, last segment or so, I explained the new holiday, brand new holiday. I just invented it. We haven't gotten the okay from the State Department yet, but it's called Man Day, and it's February 15th every year, the day after Valentine's Day. So you can, on Valentine's Day, you can spend $1,000 on your girl. No matter what, the next day, she's got to leave you alone. What do you think?
I love it. So what are we doing tomorrow?
Hey, man, I got to work, unfortunately, but If look, what would you have planned for Man Day? Because I said we got to have the boys over and play pickup hoops.
Yes, for sure. Honestly, I'm thinking about going tomorrow morning and then maybe going to Pamplona.
Hey, James is hip. James, let me ask, are you a member of the AWOD Army?
I am.
Of course. Of course. Of course. That's James in Springfield on the line. I'm Adam Epstein, and I'm here until 10 p.m. And if you were like Rhonda and you need something to watch on TV, I got the best Valentine's Day movies. They're all available on streaming services. What do I mean? Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, or HBO Go. If you've got a combo of those, I've got you covered tonight if you need something to watch. Or even if you want to watch with your girl, these are Valentine's Day related shows and movies. I'm going to hit you with them next here on The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan on a Valentine's Day night. I'm Adam Epstein, also known as AWOD when I'm on the Sports Junkies. And yes, you're right. You're listening to me here on primetime on The Fan. They've given me a show, and I'm running with it. I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm loving it. So I hope you are, too, if you enjoy the show at all or want to chime in. It's 1-800-636-1067. And I want to give a big happy Valentine's Day to all the listeners out there.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
And the best thing about working for 106.7 The Fan is the radio.com app. So if you're just tuning in right now, or you even missed any of the show, they have a rewind feature that's just like DVR at home. It's just like TiVo. It's just like on demand. You can rewind by the 15 seconds all the way back to 6:30 or even 6 if you want to hear some of the rooster. But I'm telling you to go to 6:30 to hear my show. And use that rewind feature on radio.com. I mean, I can't stress it more. I really think it's a cool product, and it's better than podcasting because you don't need to wait for the end of the show. If I say something funny, you can rewind and hear it again because usually I don't say stuff that's funny. But anyway, we're talking best Valentine's Day movies available on streaming services. So as soon as you get out of your car, you can throw this on the TV and enjoy the night with your girl. 2004, The Notebook. Ryan Gosling. That's all you need to know. Oh my goodness. Ryan Gosling might be better looking than Brad Pitt. Leave it with the silence right there. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Another hit movie out there on the streaming services that you and your girl can watch tonight. Hitch. People sleep on this Will Smith rom-com. Hitch is fantastic. Kevin James is hilarious in his sidekick role. The main girl's a super hottie. And Will Smith finds love. Could you think of a better Valentine's Day movie than Hitch? It's written right there for you. It's available on streaming services. If you want to be like Rhonda, who called in from Bristow, I mentioned No Strings Attached, Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman. I love that movie. Daris, have you seen it? And can you compare it? Is it better or worse than the exact same movie that they made with Justin Timberlake and the other girl? What's her name? From That 70s Show.
Mila
Kunis.
Yeah, Mila Kunis. I saw that, okay. And that was good. I didn't see the Natalie Portman one.
So it's as good.
Okay.
They're both the exact same. I mean, it's almost like the directors shared the scripts with the writers of the other movie, but I love it.
I need you to rewind, though. You said you were talking about Hitch.
Yeah.
And you just brushed by who the main lead female was. That was Eva Mendes.
And she's good.
You said some female. Like you didn't acknowledge.
I was actually not even
Mendes.
Talking about her. I was talking about the blonde love. Eva Mendes is obviously your girl crush. Why don't you jump in? Why is she your girl crush?
She's Eva Mendes. what else needs to be said? I'm not. What are you expecting from me, Adam?
She is Eva Mendes, and she's the star of so many things. Most recently, though, I think I liked her in, wasn't she in those Marvel TV shows, or am I wrong there?
Ooh, no. I think you're thinking of Rosario
Dawson. Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, she was in Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, I believe.
Right. Mm. So she was in The Place Behind the Pines, though. That's a good one with my guy Ryan Gosling, who I just said, I'm breaking the internet. He's better looking than Brad Pitt. Fight me on it. The girl I was talking about from that movie is Amber Valletta. One IMDb search for Amber Valletta, and you can call that a Valentine's night. One more movie here. Two more, actually. 2006, Failure to Launch. Matthew McConaughey goes by the name of Trip in this movie. It's a wild name, even wilder movie. He's a 35-year-old man who simply will not leave his parents' home. He's still living there. Trip, I wish I was living that life. You're probably saving so much money on rent. My goodness. His parents are really trying to encourage him to move out and start his own life. Hello, his dad is Terry Bradshaw, probably the best father in any movie ever. And they hire a relationship expert played by Sarah Jessica Parker. And freaking Bradley Cooper plays a small role as their friends in it. Kathy Bates is in it. This movie is everything you could want from a rom-com. Check out Failure to Launch. Darius, chime in here. Have you seen Failure to Launch? Are you failing to launch?
I've not seen that movie. No. I'm terrible when it comes to movies, in all honesty, though.
Really?
Yeah. My movie viewing selection is very, very slim.
If it's Marvel though, movies. You're not missing it.
It's mostly Marvel movies.
So what about DC? Did you see Joker?
I did not see Joker.
Do you plan on seeing it?
I do want to see it. Yeah, it seems interesting.
I don't think it's a good Valentine's Day movie.
No,
at all.
No. That's definitely one for Man Day, probably.
So my that's a go to Man Day. Bring it back there, full circle. My last movie that I'm offering out there is Crazy Stupid Love. I mentioned it earlier in the show. Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore, Emma Stone. One crazy, stupid, lovable family. One of my favorite rom-coms. Just classic scenes and a twist at the end that will make any grump out there, any Grinch, smile. It's that good. I'm Adam Epstein, and I'm here until 10 p.m. What else do we have on the show? I'm going to give you my top five Valentine's Day songs. And it's all a love theme. I'm going to tell you why I'm falling in love with the XFL right now. I'm going to tell you specifically what DC sports team made me fall in love with them at what moment. And as well, I'm going to play more of that montage of all the girls in the DMV saying, Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD. Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
Yeah, there's nothing better than that. I could listen to that on repeat. I'm Adam Epstein. Don't go anywhere.
Happy Valentine's Day, AWOD.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.